CD 5, Quantum Relaxation, Module 15, The Elusive State of Quantum Relaxation. Of all the things that you can do to enhance your immune system, relieve yourself of stress, be more productive, stimulate creativity, and in short, inspire and encourage all the good and positive things in your life, a deep state of relaxation would be on top of everyone's list. The very deepest state of relaxation would take you to the theta area of brainwave production, which is less than that most spoken of alpha region of the mind that you may have heard so much about. Less meaning the brainwave activity, the frequency, would be lower. Briefly, your brain produces waves of measurable energy. The medical community has shown that those waves go from one cycle a second on up. The waves have been assigned names. They're delta, from 1 to 4 cycles, theta, 4 to 7, alpha, 7 to 12, and gamma, 30 to 100. It's not the function of quantum jumping to get into brainwave theory or practice. Only to say that the higher the brainwaves, the less likely you are to think in a creative, constructive manner. In other words, the lower your brainwave activity, the more of your mind is put to use. Proof of this is the emotional state's bearing on brainwave activity. The more emotional you get, the higher the brainwave activity. Think about a time when you were angry or fearful. Both of these emotions will raise the frequency of your brain. The more anger, the higher the frequency. The highest frequency would be when anger turns into fury or when fear turns into panic. When you're in a state of fury or panic, your brainwave frequencies shoot upwards and thinking goes out the window. In a state of fury, consequences are given no thought at all, and people do things they later regret. When in a state of panic, thought again flies away and people run into walls and get into life-threatening situations. That's what high brainwave frequencies will do. But there's light at the end of the emotional tunnel, because the opposite is true as well. Lower your brainwave frequencies, and you'll find yourself using more of your mind. If bad things happen with high brain frequencies, the opposite is true as well. Good things will happen with low brainwave frequencies. If you were to ask me if any of the quantum jumping techniques could help you to be more productive, healthier, sleep better, be more creative, and in short, do better with family relationships and in your occupation, I would say, yes, they can. The key to all that is simple. It's learning to utilize the method of lowering your brain waves so that you're always in a general state of relaxation. Even if you're involved in a physical activity, such as swimming, football, basketball, or any other sport. Anyone can lower their brain waves by simply relaxing. Meditation is important, as that's the universal way to lower brain waves. Our technique, for all you quantum jumping students, has been developed over the years by my observations of what happens to people during light, medium, and deep meditation. Also, the research I've done over the years with respect to hypnotic trance, which is a form of meditation, in that it is relaxing and a concentration of attention. I've learned how to deepen trance and carrying that over to the meditation side, how to deepen meditation as well. I call the deepest state of meditation quantum relaxation. That's what this module and the one following is all about. Getting you to the ultimate stage of relaxation and concentration so that you too will be able to use more of your mind. Use more of your mind and you find a new world, a world of delight, of success, health, and choice. But first of all, that deep, deep state of relaxation. I actually learned the process while training hypnotists in the art of hypnotherapy. There's a standard method of deepening a hypnotic trance for therapeutic purposes. It's a simple process, easy to teach, and easy to learn. It consists of putting a subject into a light trance and then bringing them out of the trance and putting them right back into it. Take them out, put them back. Each time this is done, the subject goes into a deeper trance. A skilled hypnotist can get a person to the exact level that will be most conducive to the therapy of that moment. Usually 3 times will do it, although I have gone as many as 5 with a few subjects. By now you probably have the idea. Getting to the proper relaxed state so that all those good things I spoke of will happen is important. You see, the mind is the problem, but the mind is also the solution. What I mean by that is that the body is equipped to heal itself of all ills when the mind stays out of the way. But alas, that's the most difficult thing to do. Hundreds of books and thousands of articles have been written about how the mind is a slayer and that the mind is the ultimate healer. But what drives the mind? The biggest single factor is the way you look at the world, your attitude. But allow me to simplify it by defining the word emotion. An emotion is any thought that has like or dislike attached to it. The more like, the more emotional. The more dislike, the more emotional. Anger is a dislike emotion. A little bit of it really won't bother you. Say a degree or two on the dislike scale. Won't even affect your brainwave activity. But a lot of anger is a lot of dislike and a lot of high brainwave activity. You are, to some degree, emotional about everything. Granted, most things are low on the scale, but anything that affects you to some degree, either with a feeling of dislike or like, will have an effect on your attitude. The things that you're neutral about, not a drop of dislike or like, well, you don't think about those things at all. That's the place where the mind is separated from the body and the body can do its job, that of keeping itself in repair. To eliminate emotions from your mind, put it neutral. How do you do that? Well, you think about nothing. Aha! Easier said than done. How do I achieve enlightenment? The disciple asks his guru. Easy, the wise man answered. Just don't think about monkeys for the next 30 seconds. Of course, that was all the disciple could think of. Monkeys. You can't not think about something, because to not think about it, you have to think about what you're not supposed to think about. Now, there's a better way. One way that we use is to think about a structured pattern designed to take you deep into relaxation and lower your brainwaves. You think about a small hallway with a door that's closed, a quantum door. You see how easy it is? I can't tell you not to think about a thing, and so I guide you to think about something specific. And to further the thought, on the other side of that door is anything you can imagine. You want to go deeper into the relaxed state? Why, it's right there on the other side of that door. Open it, go on through, and there you'll find what you're looking for. Yes, we're about to utilize the quantum jump to get to the state of quantum relaxation. Not once, but 3 times. Remember what I said. Every time a person came out of trance and went right back in, they went into a deeper trance than before. Well, it works the same way on the quantum level, so you'll be going to a twin self who solved the riddle of deeper and deeper levels of the mind for better programming and all those good things that come with it. Here's how to utilize the quantum jump technique to deepen your relaxation and to eliminate any emotional constraints to getting what you want out of the process. What's the benefit of going into a deeper state of relaxation? Well, with your mind out of the way, your organs relax. The very cells of your body replenish their energies. The immune system is strengthened. All your natural rhythms like blood pressure, heartbeat, and brainwave activity works as they all should to protect your body against outside influences. A friend of mine is deeply spiritual and uses the quantum relaxation method to get closer to God. He says that after the third dip into the quantum stream of consciousness, he truly feels his oneness with the Almighty. During the next module, which is for deep relaxation, I'll guide you to the quantum door and ask that you step through into a universe of calmness and relaxed attitudes. Just imagine whatever you will that you believe will in fact be calming for you. You might imagine a park or a forest or an ocean scene. You might sense yourself on a lounge chair watching the sunset. Whatever you imagine will be for you that calming influence. Then I'll ask that you go back into the hallway and out of the quantum area, wide awake and aware. Immediately, you'll again be guided to the quantum doorway to visit the calmest universe. Then back again to full awareness. And after that, for a third time, back to the quantum door in the universe of calm. This time, the third time, you'll stay for a while. You will find yourself in a deep state of relaxation, a quantum relaxation. So, now, please find a place where you'll be undisturbed for 20 minutes or so and get comfortable. And we'll soon begin quantum relaxation on the next module.